MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Get into the eBay swing of things and call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And we just received word that some people are getting in, but it's taking them a while. Once you get in, don't get out. Just stay there. Because if you get out and try to get back in again, you might not. I still cannot get in. So that's our chat room. We're sorry. But you can call us at 888-RADIO-30. And, of course, you can still listen to us. Griff, we have another contact us email. In fact, we have several here. This one is from Debbie in Bakersfield, California, known on eBay as Cricket Heart. She said, I am having trouble with the promotions manager. Every time I try to create a promotion with order size for buy one, get one free, I get a message saying I have no live listings for the store category. I'm wishing to use it for the promotion. That isn't true. Also, it won't allow an automatic picture. It says no live listings.
What?
I have changed my buy it now listings to require immediate payment, but that didn't help. Any suggestions? Thank you.
Okay, I got to admit, I missed the first part of that because I was typing a response to someone. Sorry.
Okay. I am having trouble with the promotions manager.
Promotions manager, right.
Every time I try to create a promotion with order size for buy one, get one free,
yeah,
I get a message saying I have no live listings for the store category I'm wishing to use for the promotion, but that is not true. Also, it won't allow an automatic picture. It says no live listings. I have changed my buy it now listings to require immediate payment. But that didn't help.
She's got to send it to me.
Okay.
I can't. I mean, I can't do this on the air. And when you do, you got to send it with. And now listen carefully, boys and girls, because this is very important. When you send Mr. Griff an email, include all the details, please. If you want a fast resolution, because I don't do the resolving, I don't do the fixing. When I get an email like this, I try to duplicate it, and if I can. You won't get a response from me right away, if ever, by the way, because what I do is I send it on to the team responsible. And then when they figure it out or if they need some more information, they'll either contact me or most times contact the requester directly. But if you don't provide absolutely every single bit of detail necessary, this is going to get delayed days, if not weeks. So I implore you, I plead with you, please provide details. If you don't know how to do screenshots at this point, learn how. I need your user ID, the item numbers. I need error messages you see. And screenshots are almost, they make all the difference in the world. If you don't know how to do a screenshot, go on Google it so you can figure out how to do it.
Okay, we have another contact us.
Yes.
Aaron from Sacramento, California, known on eBay as Piano Rock 916. Mm. Hi, I'm the U.S. Managing Director of Web Interpret. Wondering how we can sponsor a segment of your show. We have a service that we offer eBay sellers to increase their international sales. Love your show. He put love in caps. And so do our customers. I listen regularly for ideas on how we can make our service better.
If you are that's between you and Lee Voice Marketing. And if you have to be, the one requirement is their application has to be eBay compatible through the eBay Developer Network. If it's not, we're not going to feature it.
Thank you very much. We'll get in touch with these people.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
Anita from Leesburg, Virginia, known on eBay as Joy of the Hunt. Question about vacation settings on the store. Mm. Your stated handling time is 1 day, and you put your store on vacation for 7 days. You select the option to allow buyers to still make purchases while you're away.
That's right.
Obviously, you will be in non-compliance with the one-day shipping because That's you right. aren't shipping while on vacation.
That's true.
Yet eBay will put a banner at the top of the listing advising there will be delays.
That's right.
The question, how do you stay in compliance with one-day shipping, put the store on vacation, and ship one day after the vacation settings expire?
You don't.
Which is
you can't.
Also available for a client to view.
You can't. If you want to stay in compliance and you're going away for a period of time that's longer than your stated handling time in business days, you have two options. You can hire someone to fulfill your purchases and ship them out to, and this is what most sellers do, put your store on full vacation. But if you put your store on vacation and leave the items available, those items that you cannot ship within your stated business time, they're going to be, so you're not going to be uploading tracking in your stated business time. So for that end, that will count against you as part of your 10% allowance. And if you're top rated and you make enough sales while you're gone that you cannot upload your tracking within your stated handling time, that could put your top rated seller status at risk. Like it or not, that's the reality. And if you're looking for the 20% discount and you can't you can't use one business day handling, you're not going to get the 20% discount on those items. So either hire someone to fulfill your items, and if that's not economically feasible, then put your store on full vacation, or the third option, suffer the consequences.
So her last sentence was, basically, how can the vacation setting be enabled, comma, keep the seller in compliance and allow a consumer to make a purchase fully informed as to the expected shipping date.
You can't. I know what you're... And the question is asking, how do I keep myself without getting dinged, quote unquote? And you can't. So if you're going away for a period of time longer than your stated business day handling time, put your store on full vacation or hire someone to fulfill your items. Or the third option, just suffer the consequences, which will be, depending on the volume of sales you make, potentially putting top-rated seller at risk. And also, for those, there's also another potential risk. So if you go away for 7 days and a person buys your item on day two and then they don't get it, and the stated, even with the message on top, the stated delivery time does not change. So it says this seller may be away, there may be delays. That doesn't mitigate the fact that you're not getting the item in the mail flow. That buyer can conceivably open up a request, a case for, I haven't got my item yet, and now you got a defect. So if you can't fulfill your items and you have to go away, put your store on full vacation. You don't get it both ways. I'm sorry.
Full vacation.
Full vacation. You take all your fixed price listings off.
And that's it.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we go to Silicon Valley for our tax time report with Laura Uribarri. I always pronounce her poor name wrong. Laura, pronounce your name.
It's Uribarri.
Oh, that's easier. Okay.
It's a hard one.
Now we go to Silicon Valley for our tax time report with Laura Uribarri from GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping with today's report. Hey, Laura, what do you have for us?
We've all been seeing Christmas and July sales, promotions, and ideas going on. While you're planning your inventory and promotions for the holiday season, it's also time to do a mid-year check on your finances. You want to look at your profit and loss so you can set the right goals for the holiday season. So the profit and loss report in GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes this fast and easy. Don't forget to do this mid-year.
Okay.
This is Laura Uribarri for GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Now it's back to Griffin Lee in the studio.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that report. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish. Hey, we'd love to do some listing dishes today. So give us a call, and what you do is you call up 888-RADIO-30. You give our phone screener, who is Donna today, give her your item number, and Griff and I look, and you come on the air with us, and Griff and I look over your listing, and we give you a dish or two.
A dish or three.
Or three or four, or hopefully you'll get five tureens, which is the best score you can get. People who have had their listings dish tell us it really has helped their sales. So give us a call for a listing dish or any other issues you're having with eBay or maybe some tips that you may want to give us. And if you can't call in for any reason, just click the Contact Us on the eBay Radio player.
And you may also have issues.
Issues with the tissues.
I always like that.
Okay, I have another one. This is from Mary Sullivan.
That's a familiar name.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
She's known as Beecher's Corner on eBay. Hi, Griff. It's Mary from Chicago Beecher 2. Mm-hmm. Called Tuesday and a show. I did try calling back, but had a bad connection, so going to try to call again today.
Right.
My question, what's your take on the Improve Your Listings X title specs? I click on them, and they usually don't have much to do with what I've listed. Or fix them, and same ones are back next day. Are these important to do? Also, for the contest on eBay for Business, can ask for private hour training from Danny at the Danny app.
So I'm assuming these are the listing recommendations that she's talking about. Mm-hmm. And we had a discussion about this somewhere else, and I can't remember. I think it was on the chat board on Tuesday. And the listing recommendations are just that, recommendations. They're not requirements. And they're not being made by a human being. They're being made by the machine, the black box. So sometimes they're right on, sometimes they're not. And my advice to sellers is to use common sense. And if they're obviously not spot on, shame on the machine and ignore them. If they seem like they may be helpful, test them and see. But there's a big difference between recommendations and mandates, and these are not requirements. I get them occasionally, I ignore them when I know that they're not correct. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Open phones continue because that's what this show is all about. 888-723-4630. And we'll take your call because we're waiting for it here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 270.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Hi, my name is Lisbeth. My eBay store is the Taste Lady, and my tip's related to photography. I have a small photo space in my office, so to save space, I got a fairly small table. But when I have larger items, I went to any large big box store and had them cut a piece of plywood that was larger. I keep it against the wall, but when I have larger items, I put that on top of the table, drape it in my fabric. Oh, and then I have expanded my studio space when needed.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Your calls are the sunshine on our summer's day, and your voice is the summer breeze whistling through, whispering through, rustling through the leaves of the trees above us. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. I can't think of a nicer moment in life than lying on a chaise lounge on a beautiful California afternoon, with the warm but dry, tempered air on a cloudless day, and there's the palm trees over your head or whatever trees in your backyard, and the breeze is rustling them that comes over from the Pacific and crosses the mountains.
I have my iced tea sitting to the right of me.
I've been in many places in my life. I have to say that's one of the nicest.
Naked men and women.
I don't see them.
Jogging by.
Not in my backyard. Get out of here. Get off my lawn, you naked men and women. I was enjoying a moment of peace and serenity.
Okay, we've got this Contact Us really quick, and then we're going to go to the phones. But this Contact Us, there are some things I can't read you in this email because they named another seller in it.
Oh, God.
And I did look up the other seller.
Oh, geez.
And this person is correct. So here's the question. How can a seller put their off eBay website address on every gallery picture? The person whose name I can tell you, because that's the person that wrote us the email, is Russell from Leesburg, Virginia, known as Russell and Buys on eBay. And this person that he's talking about, they have over 35,000 items listed on it, every single picture they have there.
All right, so I can tell you how. I can tell you how that could be allowed.
Okay.
What's the user ID of this seller?
You want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me
the
user.
Over the air?
Yes, just tell me over the air. What's the user ID?
Gibson BK.
GibsonBK. That's their user ID.
That's their user ID.
So they need to report it.
Okay.
Yeah. How can they? Here's how they can. So the reason why I asked the question was, there are some sellers who prior to 2000, I think it's either 2001 or 2002, mm-hmm. had as their user ID their domain names. And when we changed the user ID requirements to disallow for those, people who had already registered user IDs on eBay that were their domain names were grandfathered in.
I see.
And if that person is using the watermark that eBay provides, which will say eBay user ID in the watermark, then it will print as a watermark on their bottom of their photo their user ID, which happens to be their domain name. But that's the only case where that would be allowed. So he has to report it. How can this happen is that eBay does not go to people's homes and hover over them, and while they're typing in their photos or making their watermark, whatever it is, I can't see the photo, and saying, slap that hand and say, you can't do that. Some things that happen have to be reported.
So I looked at his listing. So if this guy's pictures had his off-site website on it, his name, if it were legal, his name would be the same thing as his website, his name on eBay, right?
His user ID.
His user ID, right.
Yeah. What's the user ID again? I don't care that we're
saying it. Gibson BK or BK Gibson, which one? I have to go back to it. Gibson BK or BK Gibson.
I see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not an eBay watermark, and that's definitely a problem. And it's a top-rated seller, and they're not supposed to do this. So I've got it up. I'll report it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Griff.
You're welcome.
Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Concerning Web Interpret.
Yeah.
Since I know they're listening, I have still not been able to get in. I'm registered. I've linked it to my eBay site, which, for their sake, is Black and Gold Gifts.
Oh, this is the one you called us about the other day.
Right, right. And the other thing is, since they're listening, they should inform the people who call to sell their service not to make it sound like they are eBay employees.
Uh-oh.
When you answer the phone, they say, "Hi, this is so-and-so from eBay."
Uh-oh.
They did it to myself and to my wife.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I want to make sure.
eBay employees, or we would have probably hung up on them.
So, wait a minute, because I want to make sure I'm not. What is the name of the company again?
Web Interpret.
Web Interpret. It sounded to me as if they're using an outside sales force, marketing force, whatever. And I won't even go into why I think that, but I think that's what they're doing. But whoever is doing it is saying, "Hi, I'm so-and-so from eBay."
Yeah, well, that's not good.
And it's not so-and-so from eBay.
Okay.
So that definitely needs to stop. But I'm still interested in trying your service, so you got my username. If you can contact me through eBay, then I'll discuss using it for you. But so far, completely unable to log into the service. So.
Okay, Tom, send me email, would you? Because we were gonna call
I'll
them this
right
afternoon
now.
About advertising
right,
to
I'll
see if they were
now.
See if they qualified for advertising on eBay
right.
Radio. So we'd appreciate hearing about it. Thank you, Tom.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Don't hold back. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'll take your call in our second hour right at the top when we come back. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.